Imagine digging in your garden and coming across a training round. These practice bombs were dropped over 75 years ago and get churned up when people plant their peas. Richland Police Department Commander Daryl Judge is responsible for operations, which includes the bomb squad, and they get calls a couple times a year.
Maybe something 10 to 12 inches long, and it's made out of metal. And it has a small charge in the back that causes like powder to come up from the back of it. So they still have some hazard associated with it because of that little charge in them.
Commander Judge has been called when people come across larger practice bombs that are decorated with Richland school colors.
We were called because somebody was unsure. You know, they came across it in Grandpa's storage area or something like that. And then so the bomb squad went up there and determined that it was, in fact, you know, like a replica or an inert device.
Most of these large practice bombs are stamped with the words inert on the shell itself. David Harvey is a historic preservation consultant and said finding a bomb 40 or 50 years ago was not uncommon, and many local residents would take those bombs home.
You know, the ones that never exploded. And I was always curious, well, how safe is it to own one of these things, you know? Sometimes they dropped and they were duds, and a lot of them were just empty, you know, and that's one of the reasons they didn't explode, because there wasn't anything in it.
Commander Judge recommends calling the non-emergency line of local law enforcement when a person comes across a device, whether they find it in their yard or in a relative's storage. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.